Good morning.
Oh, good morning.
Oh, good Lord, good morning.
All right, it'll be 3 o'clock. We'll see if I actually hear it today. There we go. Settling in. Opening up. Oh. The initial part is just the sensation across the skin, the outer skin, that tingly is a positive way to say it. Language is so important. It has such significance in terms of meaning and also frequency. I don't know if any of the meaning is disattached from frequency. Oh, so coming into this, you could say, I am cold, or, and this is simple, there is a sensation of tingling, prickling on the outer edges of my skin, particularly noticeable on my backs of my hand right now, and the backs of my shoulders, my right shoulder in particular. What we're doing in that sense is we go from labeling and judging and outside of the experience to inside of the experience in the moment. It's one of the quickest ways to come into the present moment is to come to our senses. We say that often, why don't you come to your senses? And we often are referring like, get with it, get back to the thinking mind. But if you think about the wisdom of that, when you come to our senses, we come to the senses of sight and smell and taste and touch and sound. When we come to our senses, we can't sense something, feel something, and think at the same time. It's impossible. So in our thinking minds, we're creating stories and living outside of the moment. The easiest way to come back to the moment is to come to our senses. Just to open the senses to the sounds, all of the sounds, sensations. Sense of smell, taste, visuals, even with the eyes closed, the visual processing center. Coming to my senses brings me out of stories and into the present moment, where I have the right response to every situation. And thinking mind is not something to get rid of or to fight. It's an incredible, powerful tool. In fact, right now I can use the thinking mind and the power of awareness to move blood flow, sensation into my extremities. The extremities are the first, of course, the body is protecting itself from the cold. And so the extremities are the first to lose blood flow, and because they're the least important, frankly, for our survival. And so, but I want to bring life back to them. So just breathing into the hands and the fingers, into the toes, the soles of my feet, feeling the warmth, moving into them. It may sound woo-woo, however, let me try this next time. You're in a hot shower. Put your hand on the handle of the faucet and prepare to turn it on to cold while in the stream, and tell me what you notice. Maybe even just thinking of it, you're realizing you will start to feel cold, you'll start to shudder and shiver, and you'll start to curl up. while you're in that hot water, how your mind. Your mind is an incredible tool. It is not a great master, as so many have said, but it's a wonderful servant. And part of these practices is allowing us to move out of our thinking mind, which often dictates our lives and our societies, and move into the deep wisdom of sitting in the seat of centered awareness. Oh, hear the alarm. And choose just to stay a few more seconds. Physically, one of the things I've noticed, and this is day 5 officially, and I was doing it before that for a few days, and I've done cold showers for a couple years, but this is different than the cold showers. I've noticed that I am able to stretch much deeper, and I do not have pain in my joints like I had before starting this. The only thing I've changed is getting in cold water for a little while every day. I can't tell you there's a one-to-one correlation. There seems to be a relationship. My body feels vibrant and alive during the day. It still gets tired. But my bones and my joints feel magnificently different. Okay, that's enough. Ah, peace to you. Oh.